Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. First business day of 2026. And in our market analysis segment, we're looking ahead to 2026. Earlier this week on AgriTalk, Angie Setzer of Consus Ag Marketing was asked, what are her marketing goals or plans for 26?
Sticking with it when we put a plan in place, we get our targets in, even if it's early. You know, the corn move last year, I'm still kicking myself. Like, I had anticipated we would see corn remain at least somewhat stable, right, into the summer. February came and we were able to, for the most part, locally basis, kind of did some heavy lifting for us. So we saw old crop corn stay relatively elevated into summer, but then we just never were able to get, you know, much of anything done for new crop and all these sort of things. And so this year for me, 100%, I am going to be a lot more, I don't want to say aggressive because it's not necessarily the right term. It's not like we're going to come in and just liquidate our supplies, but I want to make sure that we're going to have sales on ahead of the March planting intentions. I want to make sure we're adding sales if we need to ahead of Mother's Day. We're going to make sure that Father's Day is a hard number, that we're not going to carry a lot of length of old crop beyond, you know, those types of things I think are what I really learned this year. So that probably means we'll rally big late summer next year. Just
New Year's Eve on AgriTalk, Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing.
Corny phrases, but like marketing never takes a day off. I've been using that this year. But the point of it is that things constantly change and there's dynamic. It's been a while since we've seen some good brisk movement in the markets. And we saw it come in soybeans. Unfortunately, we were missing a little bit of information to give us a view. And that was the commitment of traders to see who was really in or how long the managed money was. And it got really long. So that head and shoulders formation that started to form up on the chart, that's a technical indicator, and breaking the neckline and all these things did have some fruit to bear, and probably had a lot of liquidation of long contracts that were really built up, second highest ever in soybeans. But what do you do, right? So if you get a rally, so I'd like to kind of look at the market and say, well, what is a small rally, moderate, or just unlimited rally? So a move, for example, when we say $4.75, $5, I think we have to define between the old crop and the new crop, because right now there's about a 20-cent carry change. So on the old crop, if we could see March at 475, I think you really need to think about what that means to the bottom line and where the market came from and how the market typically responds. So we saw a low under $4 this year. Typically, a market will and can recover often about 15% in value. And so just in the simple math, if I take $4 times 15%, that's going to give you, somewhere in the range of that 475 window. I think you need to start moving grains. People's decision processes change. And unless there is a change in the fundamental picture, that is America, I think you got to be a strong cash marketer. Rely on the paper tools if you want to stay long, quantify your risk. But I think you got to market. The bottom line in corn, soybeans, wheat, we talk about, gosh, these markets aren't moving. Part of the reason they're not moving is, and I think I can cut it down to this, the world just has a little too much of everything. It boils down to that. The world just has a little too much supply. So we're going to go with that moderate rally or that medium rally in corn, aggressively selling cash corn, new crop corn, aggressively moving toward 25 to 50% forward sold, or purchasing puts under the market, but get into a window where it really makes a bite of a difference. 2026 could be a tough year if we get a rally and it disappears and we end up with big production again. We're going to be looking at the same type of price scenario into the fall months should that occur. So we need to be a little bit more aggressive onto the rallies. As far as preparing for droughts or things like that, that we do with paper tools. Those are things that happen on occasion, but are not the norm. We got to go with the norm. We've got to go where the odds are, and we've got to be a little bit more aggressive selling bigger world supplies until we work our way out of it.
New Year's Eve trading day, pretty quiet. Today might be even quieter. On Wednesday, Dave Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities in Bismarck, with some of the drivers of that day. New Year's Eve trading day, pretty quiet. Today might be even quieter. On Wednesday, Dave Spickler, Lighthouse Commodities in Bismarck with some of the drivers of that day.
The overall theme of very favorable South American weather, not enough beans going to China, huge managed money net long position that has to get unwound here, and just, yeah, you just don't have a lot of optimism going into the new year. And corn and wheat have fared a little better, but there's not a lot of enthusiasm on their side either. We still like the corn story longer term. I think if we're talking on the 4th of July or whatever our next holiday is that we're getting excited about and we have a reason to smile, it'll probably come from the corn side. You still have some things happening on corn that look promising, and Chinese corn futures have been surging again. They had surged in early December, sold off. They're back to where they made new highs in the last couple of days. So if we need some good news ring in the new year, there's still potential for corn to do something useful. But soybeans were done trading the China news by all accounts, and then wheat just doesn't really have any good fundamental news at the moment.
We'll continue our thoughts on marketing and market analysis right after we take a look at the weather on Inside Agriculture.